Our theme tonight is equity markets correct. Global stock markets and the S&P are now in a loss position for the year, down about between 1% and 2%. That's a tiny amount, but it's important because if you look at the technical indicators, it certainly looks punk. The S&P is down 8% from its high, which was this year, and it has now fallen below the 200-day moving average, with the NASDAQ, the tech stocks, which have been very important to a strong market, also testing the 200-day line. So let's see if we get a bounce tomorrow or if they continue down. Very, very important sort of technical indicators where they're sitting. High-yield bonds are also correcting, and that's signaling a move to quality, which is to be expected coming into the fall. The chance of a long overdue 10 to 25% correction in the stock market are now looking much higher. Again, we're down 8% from the high, so all it's going to take is another 2% to put us into that 10 to 25% correction zone. In my practice, I moved to much higher cash allocations at the beginning of the summer, but I'm starting to move to even higher again now. It could just be the summer doldrums, but there are too many legitimate concerns about what the slowdown in the global economy is doing and what a strong dollar combined with the Chinese devaluation could do to corporate earnings. If you look at the remaining strength in the U.S. equity markets, a lot of it is sectors subsidized by the U.S. government, healthcare, housing, defense, which is not a good sign. If this keeps up, the push to privatize K-12 education with Common Core is going to grow even stronger as corporations look for more monopolies funded by large parts of government money and mandated taxes. Sometimes I say that the U.S. stock market has become an economic heat-seeking missile, and too often the heat it's seeking is government-engineered monopolies.